just wondering if we have any, because you're on the CERT committee and you're over community development, if there's any updates on where we are on the status with the events process.
The last I heard that it was going to be on a work session in what, 1 or 2 weeks?
Jim has some information.
Yes, yeah, so we are putting together, I think we mentioned once before, we're putting together formal binders for each of you of all the information. Those we are preparing to distribute to you on the 25th in 2 weeks, your next study meeting. Our original intent was to have a formal discussion and present them to you that night beyond just handing them to you. I will not be there that night. I will be up north for my son's graduation. And John may or may not be there, and so we're going to distribute them to you so you have them, you can review them, and then whenever your next study meeting is, we'll be going through them in depth.
I like that you call that a study meeting. But could we get those? Could we get those prior to that meeting?
We're hoping to get them done for that meeting because we're still gathering information. The surveys are still coming in, so yeah. we're actually compiling information as quickly as we can to have them for you that meeting.
So yeah, the packets I think will have the surveys. They'll have some questions for you to consider.
They'll have the calendars for the parks. We'll have the usage information. We'll have all that information that we've discussed prior. We're all gathering all that as we speak, and we'll be having them together for you that evening.
So,
you want?
Go ahead. You go first.
That goes along with our First Amendment attorney, bringing them on and also bringing them up to speed, and then we'll get all that scheduled out because we've been waiting to really dive into the ordinance until we brought that person on, and so that's the other thing we've been working on. We've been working on binders, getting information, doing all the surveys. And then bring all that together to start working with the council on an ordinance.
So if your crystal ball's not cracked, if we get together on the 25th, have our study session along the way, like, do you think maybe by mid-July we could have something in place, hopefully, that people who are trying to plan, you know, 6 months out, that we can have something in an ordinance that will pass the First Amendment attorneys?
Not by the middle of July, because you're going to get the binders on the 25th, but we're not going to be going through them. It's for you to take home and go through, because he's not going to be here, right. And he might not be here that night. So we'll get the binders to review for the next work meeting.
Well, which would be by the 8th.
So, yes.
But our intent is, as quickly as we can, working with the council, to have all that language put together so that whether it's the middle of July, the end of July, the 1st of July, the 1st of August, whatever that timeline is, as quickly as possible, something right. will be in place simply for that reason, so that those who need planning time will have it.
But we have a list of questions that we need the council to answer in order to draft that ordinance.
Yes.
So that you will be getting those questions
in the packet
or before, because we may send them out to you beforehand and say, are there any questions any of you have that you want to add to this list that we've been putting together, so that we can make sure that we are addressing the areas in the ordinance that you want changed. And then we may need to prioritize as well. Like, if there's not enough time to get the whole ordinance drafted, but there's some that are more important than others, we draft those first, and then maybe some could, even after the TZO expired, they're not that big a deal, and we can change those portions of the ordinance later, or we can decide they all need to be done within the TZO time period.
So one of the things, again, sort of in terms of timing is, you know, you'll get these right at the end of the month, knowing that for the next
two weeks,
you've got nothing but budget, right? So we anticipated that you wouldn't even get to a work session on these until the end of June. You can certainly send back information to us as much as possible so we can start drafting, but we anticipated at least 2, maybe 3 work sessions mm-hmm. before it was ready to be adopted.
At least.
So with that in mind, and knowing that we really probably won't get to work sessions until after you adopt the budget in mid-June, then that's sort of the way it would pan out.
I think, yeah, that's just good information. Because when we get questions, we are working on it.
Yeah, and when we send that out, look at it, let's make sure that we're capturing everything that we've been hearing and just give us feedback so we can start the framework, start working with our attorneys and make sure we get all of the issues that the council's been having.
And I know you get hit up with questions. If you want to send them to me, I'm happy to field those. Or if you'd like to send a question that you've received, I'm happy to field those as well. One thing I can assure the council is this is remaining front of mind, and we are working on it daily.
Thank you.
Can we ask Chief Stoker about the fire season, what he's thinking it's going to look like?
Yeah.
Since he's had a couple?
It's fire season. No, it's... The one we had down in the river bottom looks like it was most likely a controlled burn done by a tree company that has their business down there. It's been burning and smoldering for about 6 days. So we're gathering witness statements. We had several witnesses come forward, so we'll turn that into legal, look at some cost recovery for the suppression costs. So no other damage, really, just all stuff down in the river bottom. So.
Well, you know, I exercised extreme self-control.
Me too.
Not going to round 3,000 just to see what's happening. I'm just like, I see Officer Mitchell saying stay, but
no, she's like, yes.
For the love,
stay away.
So
that one even scared me. So
I was grateful for her.
I was going to leave after I saw her thing. I was thinking I shouldn't even be down there.
So what about that other fire down by the...
The other one was looks like it was probably a cigarette, or you know, a lot of times we'll get the chains dragging or flat tire, which are steel belted. But usually, if we'll get a chain or a tire, you'll have spot fires, several spot fires up the road. But that one was that stuff's thick. We've already talked to UDOT this year about mowing those site a lot earlier. They usually try to do it before the 4th of July, but we're trying to get them to mow those freeways before then, because that one was, when I got down there off Sunland, it was right about halfway up the fence, that Furniture Row. By the time I got to the end of the parking lot, it was impinging on those trailers. So the first trucks we had came on the freeway to the head, then we sent the ladder and an engine into the trailers in the gander, trying to make sure we didn't, and it was within 10 feet of those trailers by the time we got to stop. So
wow.
Worked out great, but that wind was really pushing both those fires a bit.
Chief, with all the cheatgrass, and I mean, obviously, it's going to be a fire season. Have we ever done any sort of media? Like, I actually thought what Tiffany, her video was really effective.
Yeah.
Tons of people were sharing it and saying, stay away, because everybody was pouring in.
Yeah, we've already, on the couple other fires we've had, even the structure fire we had, trailer fire over on the east side of town, with St. George News at the end of those, we're already promoting the, you know, fire safety for the summer, and it's... Hopefully we'll get the word out better, but it's still, you got a few that just don't take, common sense sometimes doesn't.
Well, without the moisture, every foliage is much deeper, taller,
yeah,
and lusher.
Like I said, that stuff along the freeway was, it's over.
So we need a weed whacker
in some
party.
Of those areas. So then a lot of those areas haven't burned for years, so you have the undergrowth that's already. That the new growth is over. So just driving up Cottonwood, Springs Road, and then out on out by the airport and up out west of Bloomington, it's pretty thick in all those areas, especially the Black Hill also. So
that is something, just to remind people to get their chains up on their trailers, all these, you know what I mean, that just simple things like that we need to make people aware of and put it out in your car and don't throw it out the window.
Yeah, I was coming back from Salt Lake about a week or so ago on a Sunday night, and in Cedar there was actually a large fifth wheel with a bunch of metal, you know, looked like framing and stuff. They were hauling to a job site somewhere, but it was about 10:30 at night, and he had one of the great big chains that actually fallen off the back of his. It was dragging about 4 feet.
Oof.
And sparks just flying everywhere. So luckily, he got off at the middle exit in Cedar, so he wasn't coming south. But yeah, chains are a big issue with RVs and boats and those things. So a lot of times the chains are all right, but you get that weight, you know, without a weight distribution hitch or something, and it'll, the weight of that tongue will drop it low enough to. So we try to educate people, you know, twist your chains so it kind of tightens them up. Just get them off the asphalt, but they do cause a lot of fire from those. So it'll be busy.
Michael has cables, right?
Gotta have those really expensive boats to get the cables.
I knew I might not.
So did you guys want to adjourn for this one and then break? Or
yeah.
Sure, that's fine. Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Oh, boy.
Dinks.
What did everybody say there? I was going to let the mayor do it.
Christina, I didn't even hear who
sorry.
Did the first
sorry, mayor.
And the second.
I didn't hear who
Greg.
Did the second.
I made a motion. Sorry, mayor, to jump the gun.
And Michelle Tanner did the second.
All in favor of the journey from work, maybe say aye.
Aye. Aye.